Good morning, good people. It is 6th October 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Bruno, mystic and founder. The readings are from Galatians chapter 1 verses 13 to 24 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 10 verses 38 to 42. God has a reason for our vocation. Each one is called by God, no matter what we were doing at the time. The self-determination to be the person God wants us to be requires courage, sacrifice, painful learning, and commitment. Every call is for serving the other. St. Paul, a tormentor of the budding church, responds to the call of Jesus by promoting and defending the church till the end. God has not done away with us, even when we have chosen to destroy the traces of God in our life and others. Following the call sincerely and honestly to the core leads the others to encounter Jesus. Discerning our call requires God's blessing. Whatever is the direction of heart, whether it is for strenuous action or for mystical contemplation or for integrating both, we need to answer the call. Saints like Paul, Peter, Martha, Bruno, and Mary responded meaningfully. Let us not make God wait for our answer for too long. The responsorial psalm praises, "Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way." Psalm 139 verse 24. The gospel opens the door for women to be the disciples of Jesus with their openness and generosity. Martha availed herself by her hospitality, while Mary settled at the feet of Jesus in admiration and contemplation. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things. One thing only is required. Mary has chosen the better portion." Luke chapter 10 verse 42. Anxiety, worry, and hurry do not help us focus on the Lord. To follow Jesus, we need to give our complete attention and listening with quality time in prayer and reflection. St. Paul discerned his call in the deserts of Arabia as Mary connected with Jesus in an intimate relationship that no one can break it. Jesus shows us the better way, a better part we need, and to play as we are all willing to respond to him. Maybe spend some time to be thankful for the vocation and to work on the areas that requires our total response and the touch of the Lord. May you have a good day. God bless you.